USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Florida judge who approved the search warrant for President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence gave the U.S. Department of Justice until next Thursday to file a redacted version of the affidavit related to the search. That means Attorney General Merrick Garland will have the ability to hide the probable cause portion of the warrant, citing it could affect his case. Trump attorney Christina Bob after Thursday's hearing.
Judge Reinhardt gave us some clues to that today by telling us, for example, that at this juncture he is not inclined to keep the entirety of the search warrant application and its affidavit under seal, meaning that he understands that the public is going to likely be entitled to some parts of this warrant application and its affidavit.
Massive storm slammed Europe, taking the lives of at least 13 people in Italy, Austria, and France on Thursday, and on the French island of Corsica. We are USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
International Space Station Communications this week.
Alec, drop everything and go back.
Oleg Artemyev, spacesuit malfunctioned with an unexpected drop in voltage. The price of natural gas is jumping to record prices.
Natural gas prices have increased to a 14-year high in the wake of supply disruptions and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, claims Democrats' restrictions on the oil and gas industry is making it hard to ramp up domestic production.
Part of the problem is that the president seems to be in favor of everybody producing oil and gas except us.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin notes that among other provisions in the huge spending bill that was passed earlier this week, a financing program is available for coal plants to upgrade their equipment. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A newly discovered impact crater 5 miles in diameter below the seafloor in the North Atlantic suggests more than one asteroid may have hit Earth during the time when the dinosaurs went extinct. After basketball player LeBron James landed nearly $100 million for the next 2 years to play the sport, a sport that embraces China with all their money, another basketball player called out China for their acceptance of slavery and is no longer in basketball. And his freedom from Turkey officially obtained United States citizenship after playing basketball in America for 12 years. He was on Newsmax after Freedom received Hardwire Global's signature humanitarian award.
And it was a beautiful moment. I made some really cool friends, actually. And it was that for me had so much fun. So it was I was honored.
Tina Ramirez is the founder and president of Hardwired Global.
No one exemplifies that more than Ennis. I mean, just as you shared earlier, from his stance against Turkey and the impact on his own family, losing his ability to even see his family again in Turkey because of his stance standing up against the government and their dictatorial rule in Turkey, but also then in China. I mean, people are literally having their organs harvested in China.
The Uyghurs are the largest minority ethnic group in China's northwestern province. China has been accused of committing crimes against humanity and genocide against the Uyghur population. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.